Whistleblower policy. This whistleblower policy of IAICDV 1. Encourages staff and volunteers to come forward with credible information on illegal practices or serious violations of adopted policies of the organization. 2. Specifies that the organization will protect the person from retaliation, and 3. Identifies where such information can be reported. 1. Encouragement of reporting. The organization encourages complaints, reports, or inquiries about illegal practices or serious violations of the organization's policies, including illegal or improper conduct by the organization itself, by its leadership, or by others on its behalf. Appropriate subjects to raise under this policy would include financial improprieties, accounting or audit matters, ethical violations, or other similar illegal or improper practices or policies. Other subjects on which the organization has existing complaint mechanisms should be addressed under those mechanisms, such as raising matters of alleged discrimination or harassment via the organization's human resources channels, unless those channels are themselves implicated in the wrongdoing. This policy is not intended to provide a means of appeal from outcomes in those other mechanisms. 2. Protection from retaliation. The organization prohibits retaliation by or on behalf of the organization against staff or volunteers for making good faith complaints, reports, or inquiries under this policy or for participating in a review or investigation under this policy. This protection extends to those whose allegations are made in good faith but prove to be mistaken. The organization reserves the right to discipline persons who make bad faith, knowingly false, or vexatious complaints, reports, or inquiries, or who otherwise abuse this policy. 3. Where to report. Complaints, reports, or inquiries may be made under this policy on a confidential or anonymous basis. They should describe in detail the specific facts demonstrating the basis for the complaints, reports, or inquiries. They should be directed to the organization's chief employed executive or president of the board of directors. If both of those persons are implicated in the complaint, report, or inquiry, it should be directed to the immediate past president. The organization will conduct a prompt, discreet, and objective review or investigation. Staff or volunteers must recognize that the organization may be unable to fully evaluate a vague or general complaint, report, or inquiry that is made anonymously.